If a disaster occurs, who will guide your organization through its recovery efforts? Designating a person or several people with disaster recovery responsibilities ahead of time can help to prevent confusion once a disaster has occurred. Although one person, such as your executive director, may have overall responsibility in a crisis, you might want to delegate more specific tasks to other people in your organization. Dividing the responsibilities helps ensure everything is handled appropriately and lessens the likelihood that someone will be overwhelmed. For example, one person might be designated as the primary contact for all of your volunteers. Now use the emergency response team form to document the members of your recovery team. As before, if you would like to see an example, be sure to click on the example link.